Welcome to the Wisconsin Family Connection. Stay tuned to hear Wisconsin Family Council President Emeritus Jelaine Appling reveal how the important legislative and cultural issues of our day affect you and your family.
A year ago March, a number of parents of students at Sun Prairie East High School addressed the district school board, expressing concern about what their daughters were telling them about an incident that occurred in the girls' locker room. According to Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty, who got involved after a parent contacted them, after a PE swim class, four freshman girls went into the girls' locker room and proceeded to shower in their swimsuits. The girls then saw a senior male student who is believed to have been 18 years old in the girls' locker room. The girls say he wasn't in their PE class. This biological male then proceeded to let them know he identified as a girl and stripped and showered in front of these young girls. The school's response when this issue went public was that they didn't condone the sexes being mixed in shower rooms, but they also didn't denounce what happened or take steps to pass and enforce policies that would ensure it did not happen again. Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty is currently investigating this incident, and that investigation is about to become even messier than it already is. Late last week, the Biden administration, through the Department of Education, issued revised changes to Title IX. This process began months ago and was held in abeyance for quite some time, in part because of public input objecting to the proposed changes. Apparently, the department has now made its final changes. This issue actually goes back to Obama, who shortly before leaving office issued a memo through the Department of Education and the Department of Justice directing all public K-12 schools and all colleges and universities accepting federal funding to give special rights and protections to students dealing with gender confusion. When Trump became president, he rescinded the memo, which meant schools and colleges were to observe Title IX as it has been since 1973, meaning that sex as used in this law means male and female, and nothing more. But Biden made a campaign promise that he would pander to the transgender agenda and turn Title IX on its head, no matter the consequences, and now he's making good on his promise. In the just-released Title IX revision, sex discrimination includes discrimination based on gender identity, as well as sexual orientation. That's the setup for the rest of the changes. It's important to understand that Title IX was authored and passed by Congress and signed into law by President Richard Nixon. These substantive, dangerous changes haven't been authorized by Congress. They've been ramrodded through by a department. No court has forced these changes. They're being done by adherence to an agenda that is absolutely disastrous for our youth. Interestingly, the one area conspicuously absent in this Title IX revision is anything that prevents K-12 schools and colleges and universities from enforcing policies that ban biological males from participating in women's sports. Speculation is this is not yet included because of how high profile this issue is in this election year. These Title IX revisions are scheduled to go into effect on August 1st. Consider the impact these regulations will have on the Sun Prairie investigation we opened with. They will give this school district and every other school district in our state all the cover they need to excuse what happened to these young girls when the 18-year-old male invaded what should be a safe, private space for those girls. Education Secretary Miguel Cardona says the new rule makes, quote, crystal clear that everyone can access schools that are safe, welcoming, and that respect their rights, end quote. Cardona couldn't be more wrong. For the vast majority of students, our public schools will become unsafe, unwelcoming, and totally disrespecting of their rights under this illegal and ill-conceived revision of Title IX. Fortunately, Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty assures us there will be legal challenges to these revisions. I'd love to think what happened in Sun Prairie East High School last spring won't happen anywhere else in our state, but given the culture in these outrageous Title IX revisions, no one should assume it couldn't or wouldn't happen in their school district. Bottom line, parents beware. Your children are at risk. This is Jelaine Appling for Wisconsin Family Council reminding you that God, through the prophet Hosea, said, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge."
This has been the Wisconsin Family Connection with Jelaine Appling, President Emeritus of Wisconsin Family Council. Our address is Post Office Box 14440, Madison, Wisconsin, 53708. Call us toll-free at 1-888-378-7395. For a transcript of this or other programs, please visit us online at wifamilycouncil.org. Thanks for joining us.